Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back at the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we have a lot to talk about today with the upcoming election in Virginia and New York and New Jersey. A little bit on the climate summit and what happened there. We're also going to talk about the latest on the vaccines and boosters. Reverend Jesse Jackson is recovering in a hospital after sustaining a fall and hitting his head. We're going to talk about that, but he's doing okay. But the big topic that's been trending online are these memes, and it has to do with Joe Biden reportedly pooping himself when he met with the Pope. Now, I don't know why these things come, I don't know why they go viral as they do, but apparently there are rumors that are continually being propagated that he pooped himself while he met with the Pope. Where did they get this? I don't know. The rumors start. I mean, we saw the pictures of him falling asleep at the climate summit, but you know, he had visited the Pope prior to heading, you know, to Scotland, and I guess the meeting went longer than expected, and so there were some rumors that the reason why is he had to go to the bathroom and change his clothes, and so I don't like to talk about, you know, rumors or perpetuate anything like that. And, you know, the idea that he soiled himself and he pooped his pants is really far out there. But what does this show do? Well, we talk about poops and we talk about sharts and we talk about people pooping in their pants. So even though I don't think President Biden pooped in his pants, let's talk about it, because there's a very good chance that you or I have. So when, you know, people look at seniors and they're like, okay, well, you know, they have to wear Depends. They have to, you know, older individuals may suffer from incontinence, urinary incontinence, fecal incontinence. Young individuals do too. But we see it, sadly, more commonly in seniors, and that would be just horrific to see it in any sort of population. Actually, we see it in babies. I mean, babies poop themselves all the time. Yeah, I would have, I can't say how many kids would sit on my lap, little babies I'd be taking care of, or family members, I can't name the exact ones, because I'll embarrass them, but then all of a sudden, my jeans are wet, and I'm like, what did you do? You peed through the diaper. So, things happen. When women have periods, sometimes it misses the pad. So having accidents is something that's not just unique to the older population. But from a medical standpoint, it's concerning. If somebody has urinary incontinence, that could be the sign of an infection. It could be the sign of a tumor. It could be a sign of a neurological issue where they don't have control. Same thing with stooling. You know, losing control of one's stool could be the sign of a stroke, could be the sign of a injury to the spinal cord. But, you know, for those of us that have ever sharted, it could be just poor judgment. Okay, so what's a shart? Well, a shart is when you think you're going to pass gas, and you're like, okay, you know what, let me go to the elevator, let me, and now remember, again, I'm not saying Joe Biden had any issue with I'm not saying Joe Biden had any issue with the Pope. I think maybe he just spent some extra time, prayed, did confession, who knows. But there was an issue with elevators Joe Biden brought up, and that's why I'm thinking maybe, you know, whether it's he or his staff or us, We have issues with elevators. A lot of times we think we're in an elevator alone, even though there's a camera, and so we'll decide to pass gas. And that's very, very dangerous, because if you think you're going to pass gas and instead you poop yourself, that's a shart. Now, a shart was made famous in the movie Along Came Polly, where I guess they were talking, I think somebody was at a party, and he said, you know, look, I sharted myself, I have to change myself. So this does happen to young people. It's not a sign of incontinence. It's not a sign of having a, you know, neurological injury, you know, or explosive diarrhea or a parasitic infection. But it happens when you misjudge and miscalculate air versus solid. And I mean, in grade school, we learned the difference between air, liquid, and solid. Well, so my guess is it's a mix-up of all three, because sometimes it could be liquid, too. And I'm not trying to be disgusting, but if an individual, let's say, does soil themselves, as a doctor, I need to decide if this is something that needs, you know, a $500,000 workup trying to find neurological issues, or is it just that they sharted, which is why you need to be very honest with your doctor. If you're like, look, I just thought it was going to be air, and I didn't realize, you know, that the chemistry wasn't, or the physics wasn't there, then that's fine. That's fine. So how could you tell? How could you tell if you're about to soil yourself and shart? Well, there is usually a sign. Okay? As you feel gassy, you start to, like, you know, pass some gas, and you notice that the amount you pass is not equitable or equating or equivalent, shall we say, to what you mentally think you should have passed. Many of us can judge the volume of the air we think we're going to expel. And if you notice that, wait a second, I expelled way less air than I thought I would, that means there is another sort of object or substance there, liquid or solid. So usually we get a warning. We get a fair warning before we shart, and nobody ignores it. They just think, oh, well, you know, maybe I did it wrong. And then you try it again, and you're like, oh, no, what did I do? So, you know, it's one of these things where I even wrote a piece on this. I mean, this is my job in journalism. I cover what nobody else covers. So how do you prevent it? Because if you are, you know, going to a meeting, or if you are, I don't know, going to be at a conference or meeting the Pope or whatever, and let's say, and I'm not saying Joe Biden sharted, but, you know, if that rumor ends up having any credence to it, maybe this is why. I always recommend to not pass gas unless you're at a potty. We don't want gas passed at an elevator. We don't want to, you know, we don't, I'm sure the Pope doesn't want to smell it, okay? If you're going to pass gas, just do it near a potty, so at least you have a toilet you could go to if you need to. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
This report is brought to you by Cigna. Medicare's annual election period, or AEP, begins October 15th. It allows most people who qualify for Medicare to choose or change their plans. And for those age 65 and older who worry about exposure to COVID-19, there are ways to shop for the best plan without leaving their homes. Gary Culp is a Medicare Advantage expert and chief growth officer at Cigna.
Every fall, Medicare beneficiaries can shop for health benefits that fit their needs for the next year. This is the one time each year when most people who qualify for Medicare can choose or change their plans. They may be able to lower costs, expand their coverage, or both. As the global pandemic continues, it is critical to have comprehensive coverage to stay as healthy as possible all year. There are ways to shop during the annual election period, or AEP, without leaving home. Go online to Medicare.gov or call individual plans to learn more. Several types of coverage are available, so make sure to understand your options and ask plenty of questions.
For more information, visit Cigna.com/Medicare.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality-made travel pillows, or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation, come in a wide variety of uses, apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the USA. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Angie's List is now Angie, and getting your to-do list done just got easier. Between back to school and with the holidays around the corner, it can feel like there's no time to tackle home projects. Whether you need help with emergency repairs or major upgrades, Angie matches you with top local pros who can get the job done right. Browse reviews, see upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Save time for what matters most. Book your next project at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So as we're kind of hearing bits and pieces of hospitalization still up in certain states, California, I think in L.A. County, they started to have another spike. Then we're hearing there's some plateau. And And when we talk about COVID generally in the media, you know, we talk about it as a whole. We talk about it nationally. And I really like to look at individual states because I think individual states also give us very unique pictures. Texas has been in the news for a variety of reasons, and especially with a lot that's been going on with the border. You know, many have kind of wondered, so what's going on in such a, you know, vast, robust, well-populated and diverse population such as Texas. So joining us next is Dr. Jamie Fergie, Director of Infectious Diseases at Driscoll Children's Hospital and Medical Director at the Global Institute for Hispanic Health. Dr. Fergie, thank you so much for joining us. Oh, Dr. Fergie, are you there? Okay, so looks like we're having a little issue with our guests. We'll try to get them back. So, you know, Texas has I'm fascinated with what goes on in Texas, what goes on in Florida, what goes on in New York, what goes on in California, because to me, they're like little metropolises. I live in Nevada. Maybe it's because I know Nevada. I know what's happening here. I know what's going on in my neck of the woods. But, you know, all eyes have been on Texas, especially with, you know, the migrant crisis, especially with refugees coming in. And so the Texas population, it doesn't necessarily have, you know, a very static sort of, you know, public health, shall we say. It's not very static when it comes in terms of pathogens and health. There's a lot of movement, fluidity. So we have our guest back. His name is Dr. Jamie Fergie, Director of Infectious Diseases at Driscoll Children's Hospital, Medical Director at the Global Institute for Hispanic Health. Dr. Fergie, thank you so much for joining us. Oh. That is interesting. Okay. Well, you know what? Okay. No worries. While we're waiting to see what happens with him, and you know what? Let me see if I have a backup number that I could give him because I'm really excited to talk about this, and I want to apologize that, you know, we've had a little bit of issues. Let me see. Jason, I'm going to give you a backup number for them. See if that works. In the meantime, though, let me give you guys an update of what's going on with Reverend Jesse Jackson. So I don't know if you guys have been following what's going on at Howard University, but apparently Howard University has had some issues in their dormitories. They've had rodents, mold, according to students, roaches. And so students have been protesting, have been marching, trying to get the universities to change things up, clean things up. Mold has been identified in at least 38 dorm rooms out of 2,700 total rooms on campus. You can't have mold. Mold is toxic. Mold is dangerous. And so there's been several videos that have gone viral about what's been going on at Howard University. This is in Washington, D.C. So Reverend Jesse Jackson was there, and he was helping the students talk about what was going on and address the screwy things going on in these dormitories. And he's 80 years old. And he's 80 years old, and sadly, he fell while walking into Blackburn Center. He fell, hit his head, was taken to the hospital. Initial tests, including a CAT scan, showed he's fine. But he is staying in the hospital overnight for observation. Friends, family, representatives have said he's doing well. But when you're 80 years old, you have Parkinson's, as Reverend Jesse Jackson does, we are going to monitor you overnight. Initial CT scans, fantastic sign, but we want to make sure there's not a bleed or anything else we missed. It's unclear why he fell, if he tripped, if he stumbled, if it had to do with his Parkinson's, but at least he's doing good and he's responding. Okay, so I believe we have our guest back. Dr. Fergie, are you there?
I am here. How are you?
That is fantastic. Well, we are very, very glad that you're here, and we are so thankful of everything you've done. So, you know, I've kind of told my listeners about what you do and how, you know, Texas is pretty dynamic with everything going on in the border and, you know, a lot of what you guys are seeing. So tell us what you're seeing in your neck of the woods when it comes to COVID and flu.
Well, you know, overall right now, it's good news. So we are seeing the benefits of the population being vaccinated. We're seeing a decrease, a very substantial decrease in number of cases, number of hospitalization, the number of deaths. So this is great, but in order to sustain this, we need to be sure that everybody who has not been vaccinated go ahead and receive the vaccine. So I think that's the most important thing. Yeah, we're doing well. We're doing better. I mean, as you say that, we're doing better. But still, there's work to be done, and I'm so excited to be here with you. Thank you so much. This is a great opportunity to spread the message of vaccination.
Absolutely. Now, Dr. Fergie, so, you know, we discuss how, you know, America is obviously a melting pot and we have multiple cultures. And a lot of my patients who are African American, Latino, you know, they have different attitudes and enthusiasm when it comes to the vaccines. What are you seeing in the Hispanic population in terms of their hesitancy or their enthusiasm for vaccination?
Well, I'd say that, first of all, if I can begin saying, you know, those communities, the African-American community, our Hispanic community here, as I'm Hispanic myself, we are suffering more. I mean, when you look at the number of deaths, mm-hmm. particularly in children, also in adults, it's disproportionately higher in these minority populations. So it's really important to give them the confidence to go ahead and be vaccinated. Now, what I'm seeing here is overall with the Hispanic population, they are willing, they are, find that the Hispanic population very trusting of vaccines. Traditionally, they have been receiving them without major problem, but this vaccine hesitancy issue have been sort of infiltrating the community. So I think it's very important. I want to tell people, look, we have studied these vaccines very carefully. They have gone through all the trials that you need to go through and all the phases, the phase 1, 2, and 3, the study, the so-called preclinical studies, the laboratory animals, and the vaccines that we have right now have been found to be very safe and highly effective. It's a great blessing that we have then, and we can, you know, now probably go back into a more normal situation.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So I live in Nevada.
Yeah.
We have maybe 6,000 hospital beds for a population of 3-4 million. How prepared do you think Texas is for this upcoming flu, cold, possible another COVID wave? How are your hospitals doing over there?
Well, you know, right now we're doing much better, but you are absolutely right in bringing up the issue that we're going into this winter season and the potential for two outbreaks. You know, we may have, I hope not, but there is a possibility of another wave. And then, of course, we go into the flu season. And it's not only the flu. There is, as you know, a variety of other viruses mm-hmm. that go together with the flu. And the RSV, for example, is a very common one, a very important one. And the adenoviruses and, the, you know, so it's a whole host of other viruses that increase the hospitalization. So it's concerning. I mean, we went over capacity with the second and third wave. So now, you know, I'm hoping that with most of the population being vaccinated, we're not going to have more of a problem, but it's wait and see.
Mm-hmm. Also, you know, I didn't get my COVID vaccine until January because it was rolled out this year. But last year I got the flu vaccine. And being among COVID patients, I really think the flu vaccine gave me some protection because it primed my immune system for flu. And who knows, maybe my immune system was ready to knock out anything else. Are you also recommending flu vaccination as well?
Absolutely. And like every single year, we do recommend it. I have already been vaccinated here in my hospital. We're vaccinating everybody. It is time for you to be vaccinated against the flu. For everybody who listened to us today, go ahead, get your flu vaccine. They are, you know, very safe vaccines that we have used for decades now. And they are flu vaccines designed for different ages. You know, we have the so-called high-dose influenza vaccine for those who are over mm-hmm. 65. We are X3 influenza vaccine. So mm-hmm. the whole variety of vaccines that people can use right now, and this is the time to do it. So please do go ahead and get your flu vaccine and your COVID vaccine.
Absolutely. Dr. Fergie, how can people find out more information?
Well, you know, there are many, many places that people can go to get it. For example, if you want to find out about where to get a COVID vaccine, you know, the website, thevaccine.gov, that's a very good website. And then mm-hmm. there are reliable websites also for the CDC, the American Academy of Pediatrics, the American Academy of Family Practice. So what I want to tell mm-hmm. you listeners is go to a reliable source. There's a very good reliable source, and be careful, you know, with social media that is, you know, a little bit dangerous.
So true. Dr. Fergie, thank you so much. Mucho gusto.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden's social spending bill hit a snag from Democrat Senator Joe Manchin from West Virginia on Monday.
West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin said he won't support the $1.75 trillion social safety net expansion bill until there is greater clarity about the impact it will have on the country's national debt and the economy.
I will not support a bill that is this consequential without thoroughly understanding the impact that it will have on our national debt, our economy, and most importantly, all of our American people. Every elected representative needs to know what they are voting for and the impact it has, not only on their constituents, but the entire country.
From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
30 states are holding some form of elections today. Governors, mayors, and local issues will be on the ballots. We'll keep you posted on the results as they come in. We are USA Radio News. Republican Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene from Georgia was hit with four fines on Monday for failing to comply with House rules on wearing a face mask. House members are fined $500 for the first time they break the House pandemic rule, and $2,500 is taken from their $174,000 congressional paycheck each time they commit the offense thereafter. Greene has been cited at least seven times. A suspended principal from Buffalo, New York, on paid administrative leave since 2017, raked in $606,000 for the past 4 years, and the district has yet to hold a hearing on the effort to fire her. Crystal Bowling Barton, the former principal at McKinley High School, was accused of misappropriating about $10,000 over a 3-year span. No criminal charges were ever filed, as she continues to be paid. Game 6 of the World Series is tonight. The Atlanta Braves lead the series over the Houston Astros 3-2. We are USA Radio News.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
877-878-4203. Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, some of you have seen the pictures of the shoes left at the hospital doorstep. These are things that are, I don't know, they just kind of strike a chord with me. I get a little sad and nostalgic when I see that. I remember coming home with blood on my shoes from training. I didn't even have time to clean them because it was after a 36-hour shift. I would fall asleep before I even got into my apartment. And then I had to be up as soon as my eyes blinked, get those shoes back on, get back into the hospital. It was, you know, my hospital days were rough. And I was one of the lucky ones. I was a medical student, a resident, you know, nursing staff, all the other people that helped make, you know, health happen. They worked even harder than I did. And so when you see a nurse get canned and they leave their shoes with a note behind, It's pretty tearful. So I don't know if you've been noticing, but as nurses are getting canned and terminated over these mandates, at some hospitals, when they leave, they're, because they have such big hearts, you know, they aren't going to make a scene. You know, they aren't going to blow up the place like, you know, some people do when they get fired. They leave their shoes and they leave a little note of how many years they were in the industry. And it's a sign of what they meant to their community, what the field meant to them. And by taking off the shoes, it's kind of like you're not going back. It's a sign that you're not going back, especially when it's a field right now that you can't just quit that one job if you don't want to get vaccinated. You can't go across the street. You can't go to another town. And this happened because President Biden did this mandate. Now, I don't know if you've actually seen the mandate and its verbiage, but the White House, in order to increase vaccine numbers, is requiring workers in healthcare settings that receive Medicare or Medicaid funding to be fully vaccinated. So even a nurse who had a religious exemption in California, they wouldn't take the religious exemption. I believe hospitals are supposed to allow a religious exemption. I don't know if the ACLU is going to make some noise, but this nurse in California where the video is going viral, they wouldn't take a religious vaccine. I told you guys, religious exemptions are going to be, you know, because so many people are trying to get them, religious exemptions are going to be dissected. They're going to be rejected. So according to the White House, in the coming weeks, the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services is going to take action to require that workers in most healthcare settings that receive Medicare and Medicaid reimbursement be fully vaccinated. Nursing facilities, nursing staff, hospitals. And these requirements are going to apply to about 50,000 providers and cover more than 17 million healthcare workers across the country. So what they're basically doing is they're threatening the hospital. And they're actually threatening the populations that are underserved, vulnerable, with if they don't get the vaccine, if that hospital doesn't turn around and mandate, they lose funding. So that hospital is either going to face financial ruin or they're not going to be able to take patients who are the most vulnerable. Now, as a doctor, I don't want to see a facility that only takes private health insurance and the good, juicy pain in health insurance, or if there is. I want to know that the hospital is taking care of those that are in need. Those are vulnerable. So the hospital has two choices. Either rejecting patients, rejecting those who are on Medicaid and those who are on Medicare, or turning around and mandating their staff. So in Las Vegas yesterday, apparently at St. Rose Hospital, there was a candle lighting, and nurses who were leaving left their shoes. I didn't see how many did. In Peace Health Hospital, this was Peace Health Riverbend. I believe
that was in, I think, either Oregon or Washington. They did something very similar at the end of August, as on their last day they left their shoes and left a note. And like I said, usually with this note, you know, it's basically, you know, it's not, you know, F you or anything like that. It's not go Brandon, let's go Brandon. It's a note that has either a biblical quote or something saying, look, I loved my patients, I loved being here, I have to leave. But the reason why this is such a story and the reason why this kind of is unsettling, even for those of us who are pro-vaccine, is you were firing COVID nurses, the heroes that obviously lived throughout the pandemic. These are people, staff, these are people that were there December 2019, January 2020, February 2020. Have been exposed to COVID this whole time. These are people that have lived through it, and they're people that want to go to work. We have a labor shortage. I'm hearing from doctors. I'm hearing from people in all sectors. I can't get staff. And you have staff that are willing to subject themselves to COVID, to tuberculosis. Now leprosy is coming across the border to leprosy, to hepatitis, to assault. We get assaulted in the ER. It happens. This is what people are, and they want to work, and you're kicking those people out. And some hospitals will say, we got locum tenens, we got people we could ship to the state, they can. And the others, I'm hearing from the staff that are vaccinated that haven't gotten canned going, I don't have time to train somebody new. Where's my veteran coworker of 30 years? Why are they fired? Now, again, the reason why the hospitals, the reason why the White House is saying this is because they want to keep the staff safe so they don't get COVID. And they want to prevent the spread of COVID. Okay, I can appreciate their concerns with my immunology training, but also with the recent research, vaccinated people are also spreading the virus. We've got multiple studies saying it's equal viral loads. So then are you going to fire your vaccinated people too? Because they could spread it? And if you do have somebody who lived through the whole pandemic, they could still get COVID. They could still die of COVID. But don't you think they should get some choice? We are going into our second year, and I personally think COVID was here in the fall of 2019. And you're firing somebody who has worked the last 2 years in COVID because you think they are going to spread it, and you think they are going to die of COVID. And you're firing them, putting at risk patients that need staff, that need to, and the average patient is going, look, I don't care if you're vaccinated or not. You're wearing a mask. Vaccinated people can still spread it and get sick. You know, I don't want COVID. I'll get the vaccine. We have a system. We have a plan. Those who want the vaccine can get the vaccine. Those who want to wear in hospitals, you have to wear PPE, but those people that don't want to go to a movie or a restaurant without wearing PPE, they do. I mean, we already have a system in place. We also have therapeutics out there, which, you know, are really taking slow to be accepted. It's all about Merck and Molnupiravir, but we don't hear anything about the ivermectin and the fluvoxamine, except these studies saying, guys, we think they could work. So I think there's a better plan than canning hospital staff that, one, want to be there, two, lived through the pandemic, and three, do have a right to not have something injected into their body. So I appreciate the vaccine. I think the vaccine is wonderful. But where you guys came up with these concepts of mandates will never make sense to me. Not while vaccinated people spread the virus too. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
What? What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hello, Mrs. Koontz. It's the back left tire of your RV calling. Wanted to give you a heads up that I'm going to blow out on the highway later today.
Wait, what?
Says here I'm going to burst in the middle of rush hour.
Well, can we reschedule?
Sorry, our policy states that once we're scheduled to burst, we have to. We really pride ourselves on our commitment to blowouts.
RV owners can't schedule when things go wrong on the road. That's why there's Progressive, a leader in RV insurance.
Do you want a text confirmation when I burst?
Think I'll notice.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So there's a lot of elections to watch today. Obviously, the biggest is what's going on in Virginia and New Jersey. The Virginia's governor race is topping the list. The apparently Republicans and Democrats have been neck and neck, although I had originally heard that Youngkin was leading in the polls, but I just don't know what to think of these polls, especially if we're not going to get the results tonight. I'm being told that the results may take a few days, you know, and that, which always makes us nervous about why aren't people putting it in the, you know, why isn't it on a computer? Ding, the result goes in, and then we see the computer image of the numbers, and I know there's going to be some counting, and I don't know what's happening with the paper ballots, and sadly, there's so much room for error or fraud, and I don't know what the heck to expect. But either way, I'm glad we're having another election. I'm actually glad we are. Because a lot of us are very confused, both liberal and conservative, on what happened with the last election. And if we do feel that there is the sanctity of a unfraudulent election still in our future for any future elections. And it'll be very interesting to see what happens. Now, let's say somebody did cheat on an election. Okay, I mean, and I don't know if it's because it's the creative writer in me or the political strategist, but if, let's say there are any cheaters out there, I would tell them not to cheat. If I was a cheater, I would tell them not to cheat on this election. Let people think that the election was really done as honest as possible, so then the guard is down with the next election, and then these people, whoever wants to cheat, cheats. I don't want any cheating. I'm not saying that. I'm saying if I was a bad person. But if you do see some elections and they go a certain way and, you know, people are touting, you see, cheating's not an issue. We don't have to do anything more to guard against it. That would spike my spidey sense. And spark it. And I think we always, the point I'm trying to make is I think we always have to be on guard. We always have to be watchful that there could be fraud. Dead people have turned in ballots for centuries. So this is just something that we see. There is no election that is fraud free. So we always have to be wary of it and cognizant. So the Virginia's governor race has McAuliffe, who served as governor from 2014 to 2018. He is seeking a historic second stint because governors are barred from serving successive terms. So he had to take a break, and now he's coming back. Biden had won Virginia by 10 percentage points in 2020. Youngkin is the businessman turned politician. He wears a vest. He isn't siding a lot with President Trump. He is having a very different sort of, he has a much different campaign. And he's really kind of concentrating on the local issues. And so whereas McAuliffe, and, you know, I've heard political pundits talk about this too, McAuliffe is bringing in, I think he brought in Kamala Harris, he brought in Biden, he has all this national pull. Youngkin maybe doesn't feel like he has that because people have been, you know, split on Trump, but it's like it's not about what the national government wants or, you know, long-term politicians want. It's really about what people need. And so Virginia has been a battleground when it comes to schools, when it comes to, you know, bathrooms and, you know, the recent rape that happened. Apparently the boy that raped the girl in the bathroom that wore a skirt, he wasn't transgender. I never thought he was. And the mom said he's not transgender. Most transgenders are not violent. That I know of. I don't want to stereotype transgenders as being, you know, nonviolent and, you know, but I I haven't seen that. You know, many rapes happen, you know, sadly, in people that are, have that violent streak, despite their orientation. And the 15-year-old's mom says he wanted to have sex in the bathroom. And so he wore a skirt one day. He was desperately seeking attention. She says her son is deeply troubled, has a history of misbehavior. He included sending nude photos of himself to a girl in fifth grade. He was also charged with sexually assaulting another girl in October. So this is a, she's insisted that the public is twisting this just enough to make it a political hot button issue. But bathroom security sadly should not interfere with transgender progressive policies, but it is if we're dealing with bathroom security. And there's, it shouldn't, I don't want it to, but if parents want to know that their daughter can go to a bathroom without somebody that, you know, I mean, bathrooms, it's usually you can't go in there, you can't go in there. So guys are kept out of girls' bathrooms. So then what, are we going to force transgenders to show their papers? I mean, how is this going to work? This is, it's sadly, you know, a rare instance of this happening, but bathrooms have been notoriously places where violence happens. And so I'm not sure what the answer is. Personally, if, you know, I want to use a men's room, I want to use a men's room. If the women's room, if the women's line is long, I want to be able to go to the men's room. But if there is going to be histories of attacks and assaults that happen, then there has to be school policy protecting those in the bathroom. Maybe bathroom has to be single stall with a lock, and you leave the bathroom into an open hall so there's people around, and you feel like you're not alone in a bathroom where somebody could jump you. I don't know what the answer is. So with Virginia, this race is obviously highly watched upon, because it's 1 year after the election, 1 year before the midterms, and people think it might be a litmus test of how the population thinks. Well, I don't know. If Virginia does go one way, it could show that people do not like those policies, and it could change policies. It's a very highly watched race. But if he loses, if Youngkin loses, then there's going to be a lot of questions as to, well, was it that the policies are so popular? I mean, maybe people don't like what's going on in schools, or they don't like parents being called domestic terrorists, but they really prefer the Democratic side of things. You know, this is why I can't stand how politics will label somebody on how they feel. If somebody votes Democrat, it doesn't mean they're for, you know, rape in school or whatever. I mean, and that's kind of what's happening in the media. Same thing. If somebody votes Republican, it doesn't mean they're racist. So it'll be very interesting to see what happens there. Then Governor Phil Murphy has a very comfortable lead, from what I understand, in New Jersey. So he is possibly going to be reelected, and they're watching that. He has been up against Ciattarelli, and they'll see what happens with that. There's a bunch of defund the police calls. So there's going to be a local referendum in Minneapolis overhauling the city's police department, and it's the defund the police versus refund the police that we're seeing in multiple multiple arenas. And as Minneapolis is dealing with crime, Chicago, California, New York, multiple areas are dealing with crime, as well as firing police officers who haven't gotten vaccinated, it'll be interesting to see how the voters vote. And then it looks like we have the mayoral race in New York. Eric Adams is on the Democratic side. I think he's up against Curtis. Oh, this is the primary. Or is it? I have to double check. I'm sorry. I don't know if, yeah, well, I haven't been following the mayoral race. I know Curtis Sliwa was currently in a car accident, but he's okay. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tech. Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The Mech Tech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.